Today's Gospel, Luke chapter 11, the Lord warns his disciples and followers that a kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. The Lord is talking about the importance of unity, that a house divided cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln quoted this when he was realizing what was happening in the country between the North and the South, over the issue of slavery. He said, a nation divided cannot stand. A house divided cannot stand. It eventually will fall upon itself. And of course, we had the Civil War. We have somewhat of a similar situation when we look at the divided nation we have today over abortion. Can our country continue to stand when it's not unified in respect for the sanctity of all human life from the moment of conception until natural death? So a nation divided won't be able to stand. A house divided cannot stand. So unity is what the Lord is referring to. And we, as Catholics, that's one of the hallmarks of the Catholic Church. There are four marks of the Church. One, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. So unity is one of the marks of the Catholic Church. We know that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We have one founder of our faith, Jesus Christ. We have one set of doctrines, one universal catechism. We know what our faith is. We know our faith from the catechism. We have one set of sacraments, the seven sacraments. So the hallmark of being a Catholic is unity. Our unity to our founder, Jesus Christ, the invisible head of the Church. Our unity with the visible head, which is the Pope. That's what makes us Catholic, is our union with the Holy Father. Our union of faith, our union of belief, our union of worship. We worship God in this same way. We know that the Lord founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago upon St. Peter, the first pope. So the papacy is the center of unity. We've had 265 popes from Peter to Pope Benedict. And the hallmark of being a Catholic is our loyalty to the Holy Father, to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ as being kept safe by the Holy Father. As you know, the Holy Father has been given this great gift of infallibility. The Holy Spirit protects the popes, and it has for the last 2,000 years, never to teach error on issues of faith and morals, never to lead the Church astray. And the Holy Fathers, the popes, have always done this, whether they've been holy men themselves, whether they've been saints or sinners. The Holy Spirit has always protected the doctrine of the Church and has never allowed the official teaching of the Church to fall into error. And that's something that gives us great peace of mind, to know that if we are united to the Holy Father, we are united to Christ. And there's a hierarchy. Jesus Christ established the Church. He is the invisible head of the Church. He set up his visible vicar, the vicar of Christ on earth, the Pope. And we, as a diocese, are united to our Holy Father. Our bishop is loyal to the Holy Father. Our parish is loyal to the bishop. And this is our unity. It's one of the beautiful things about the Catholic faith, is that we are united in our faith. We're united to the Holy Father through the bishop. Our parish is part of the one holy Catholic and apostolic Church. And that gives us great peace of mind, to know that we belong to that Church that Christ founded. We're under the bishop, we're under the pope, and that is a beautiful thing that gives us such peace of mind. As you know, there's so many splinter churches that keep breaking off of the Catholic Church. There are right now in America 35,000 different Christian denominations. Where is the unity? They keep breaking off one after another. Fortunately, we're blessed to be part of the Catholic faith. We're not some little renegade church that broke off of some of the church were under the diocese, under the Holy Father, who is under Christ Himself. So what a great comfort that is. So when the Lord talks today about unity, that a house divided cannot stand, we are very blessed to belong to that one holy Catholic and apostolic faith that has its unity in the Holy Father and in Christ itself.